Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth with a look at the money news. Morning, how are you? No Christmas cheer for homeowners?
No, I feel like the Christmas Grinch this morning, actually, Tim. Look, we've probably accepted the fact that interest rates have substantially adjusted, and you know that your mortgage is now going to suck more out of your weekly and monthly household cash flow. Now, the Christmas bonus that I'm about to tell you about, and which has been sort of in the news for the last 12 hours or so, is the realisation that your house price is drifting lower in value as well. So, look, there are a number of house price indicators. Yesterday saw the release of the REINZ, the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand, house price and sales data for November. And you do have to just remember one thing here. 12 months ago, we're doing all these comparisons to last November. That was more or less the peak of the sort of COVID rally in house prices. So these comparisons were always going to look pretty grim. Data released yesterday showed that house prices continue to soften. And the number of sales are dropping as well. So the drop in sales, Tim, that's substantial, down 36.1%. compared to November last year. That does not bode well for prices. Where sales go, prices tend to follow. There's sort of seasonality at play here as well. I mean, November sales did actually pick up compared to October, but we have to adjust for that because of the seasonality. New Zealand's biggest city, Auckland, that's in an even bigger sales slump. Sales down 43.5% year on year. When we look at prices, they calculate a house price index. There's a lot of data around median price as well, but I think the house price index is sort of cleaner. Nationally, the index is down 13.7% year on year. Auckland is down 18.4%. Remember that within that data, there's volatility as well, so some areas will actually be down in Auckland more than 18%. And what is now becoming a sort of a continuation of comparisons with the GFC, you have to go back to 2009 to find a period when 14 of the 16 regions in New Zealand had negative annual price movements. And that month-on-month fall that we saw in the house price index, that was 1.9%. We haven't seen a monthly fall of that size since the year 2000. So we can use the term decades there. So buyers have more inventory to choose from. If you're trying to find a silver lining in this data here, there's that. They've got 28,449 silver linings, actually. That's the number of properties there are for sale. Yet 48% more than last year. So more supply, taking longer to sell at lower prices. Tim, if you want to think about what's the prognosis, what's the outlook, well, these things are always shrouded in uncertainty. I think there's more upside in store for the official cash rate, so mortgage rates are going to go up. And unless we get inflation under control, there's always the risk that official cash rate goes a bit higher than the 5.5% that's currently forecast. My view at the moment is that aspects of government policy are problematic for inflation, so the Reserve Bank is actually leaning against some aspects of government policy as well. I think house prices keep falling, unfortunately. Economically, 2023 could be the year of recession. And welcome to the Grinch.
Enough said.
Enough said. Let's leave that.
Since we're in a cheery mood, let's talk about the price of food. And, well, it's nearly
That's
Christmas.
Right. Let's talk about the price of fish. Let's talk about the price of fish. Yeah, yesterday we got an update on food and rent inflation. Look, together that's 30% of the CPI basket. The food price index for November, well, it's up 10.7%. November 22 compared to November 21. We're seeing pressure across all food categories. Fruit and veggies, they're up 20%. Some consolation in the fact that food prices didn't actually go up in November versus October, but November actually normally sees a tailwind of lower veggie prices. So rents also up 4% year on year. So unfortunately, there's still inflationary pressure evident in rents and food as well, Tim.
All right. We'll have a quick blat through the numbers. Your final appearance for the year. I want to say thank you on behalf of the team for the amount of work that you put into this spot and the quality of the product that you deliver. So it's genuinely appreciated, and we hope you have a great Christmas. Numbers, please.
Well, you too, and it's my absolute pleasure. I love getting up and doing this, Tim. So the I do.
I bought that one. You sold it.
I was going to give you some great news and to tell you that the US share markets were higher, but actually, as we've been talking, the Dow Jones has actually gone slightly negative. But let's call it flat, shall we? 33,965. The S&P 500 is still up 1%, 4,030. The NASDAQ is up 0.48% at 11,196. They actually got a bit of good news on inflation overnight in the US. The FTSE 100 up 51.68%, 7,496. The Nikkei up 112 points, 0.4%, 27,954. The Shanghai Composite lost 3,176. The S&P 500 in Australia was up 22 points, 7203, and we gained 95 points, 0.83%, 11,601. Kiwi dollar is up 0.6477 against the US, 0.9429 Aussie, 0.6094 euro, the 0.5237 against the pound, 87.56 against the Japanese yen. Those gold bugs out there will be happy because gold is now over $1,800, 1808. And unfortunately, Brent crude not doing what it's told at the end of the year. It's at $80.82. Merry Christmas to everyone out there. I've had a blast in 2022 and I'm looking forward to 2023.
Pure gold as always. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth, and we wish you a cracking Christmas.